This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour time for the block party to continue. Welcome to our daily get together on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen's at the controls, and you'll hear from her. Washington is her spot. Victoria is in New Jersey. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm Doug Steffen on the farm, ready for business. And I guess the business is still about the business of Hurricane Dorian. Death toll is up to what now, Jennifer? 20 some odd?
In the Bahamas, it's actually at 30 now, and the officials there are saying that there's still over 1,000 people who are missing and unaccounted for, and I think there's a lot of... This storm was particularly weird, I think, because it was so slow-moving and because it changed path, so... When it went to the Bahamas, I think we kind of underestimated the damage because no one was really able to get in there. And I don't think people are doing that anymore. The damage in the Bahamas is catastrophic. And the death toll is expected to continue to rise. Officials are showing pictures now of an island that is just, I mean, it's decimated. There's just really nothing left. Everything is really smashed and pushed through. And the recovery efforts are going to be tough to try to get through what... damage was imparted on the island in the aftermath of Dorian. So actually, Victoria was just talking about this story of a father who watched his son literally die, get swept away from him. We heard a story earlier in the week from a guy whose wife died because the floodwaters were rising within their own house. This story, though, particularly heartbreaking of Adrian Farrington, who tried to keep his five-year-old son afloat after Hurricane Dorian hit their home on Abaco Island in the northwestern part of the Bahamas. They clung to each other. They were surrounded by surging waves and floating piles of debris. After an hour of waiting in the water with a fractured leg, the father, Adrian Farrington, saw fins peeking nearby, according to newspaper reports. He grabbed his son, he put him on top of a roof to protect him from flooding and the dangers lurking in the water. He implored the boy to close his mouth, stop crying, and keep breathing, but before he could climb up to join his son, a gust from the hurricane dragged the boy into the surge, and that was the last time he saw his son. These stories are now coming out a lot quicker in the days as they're starting to clean up after Hurricane Dorian. Right now, for the states, it's now a Category 1. It's been downgraded to a Category 1. It's in the Atlantic Ocean. It's about 15 miles south of Cape Lookout in North Carolina. Virginia, at this point, is now starting to experience some power outages. There are about 293,000 customers in North and South Carolina who are without power this morning. Some power outages also happening now in Virginia. Norfolk is the place where there are about 700 customers without power this morning. So the Carolinas will start to dig out. South Carolina, Charleston saw some water damage. I think they were bracing for far worse, although they had a lot of flooding and a lot of standing water. North Carolina also hit hard. A lot of roofs ripped off from some of the wind strength. But this storm, I think the big story is going to be in the Bahamas.
Charleston, right. There's videos of people, all the streets were shut down, and
they're all
people
flooded.
Were kayaking through the streets.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, it's terrible.
Well, but it's, you know, I don't want to underestimate. I think the Bahamas is the story here. It's part of the story
awful,
anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there are plenty of circumstances in which, in my experience anyway, my life, we've had storms in my neck of the woods that have blown roofs off and the power's out for 700 people or 7,000 people. I don't want to under... there's a certain amount of awkwardness that comes with, at least for me, talking about stuff like this, because I think each time it happens, we kind of, as a group, as a collective, as a country, we think, oh, this is the worst storm ever, or this is the most horrible. Every time there's a snowstorm, and I think what I'm reacting to probably is more the coverage of it I see there's a local group of newspapers called The Patch. And every time there's a rain, every time rain is forecast, the headline is, learn how you'll be affected by the horrible potential of this storm. You know, stuff like that. And in fact, most of the time, I was thinking about it yesterday, we had 1 hour where there was cloudy skies and a few sprinkles. And yet to read what they put forth or put out there, it was like Devastation City was coming. And so then you get to a point where, in some cases, it's appropriate. You overreact or you overprepare. Better to be overprepared than underprepared. And so I'm not, there's not a fault here. I guess I'm just thinking that we've become so sensitized. I'm not sure whether it's sensitized or desensitized to what real engagement may be when it comes to some of these storms. If you've been in the Bahamas, all of this would have been appropriate. Being prepared in Florida because they didn't know what's going on, that's appropriate. But up and down the coast, when you get up to the Carolinas, I think it's weakening and expected to just be a tropical storm by the end of the day, and it'll drop some. I don't think, Kara, you're going to get much of anything out of it. I think you're going to get some rain. The more I look at the forecast here for where I am in New England, the coastal areas, the Cape's going to get some rain and wind, and the islands are going to get a lot of rain, actually, dumped on, but not any worse than a heavy thunderstorm in the summertime. So the appropriate thing was to watch it, to be prepared for it. The Bahamas weren't. Those islands, that's the thing. The islands, most of the Caribbean islands are really never, they're not equipped, even though they ought to be.
I don't know that you can be prepared on an island like that.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Because it's flat, it just goes across and blows everything away.
Yeah, it looks, when you look at the devastation in the Bahamas, it looks more like tornadoes went through.
It does.
That's probably worse than tornadoes.
Yeah, but that's
tornadoes
really
all
throughout
the South.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then there were a number of them yesterday in North Carolina and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. But and I think almost 350,000 people had no power. But when the whole thing is a mess to look at in the Bahamas. I don't understand. I think that Atlantis and those major resorts, I think they were all okay.
They were fine. Atlantis was okay.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering. Well, right, and they were built for that. Why didn't they get everybody into those resorts? That's what I thought that the plan would be. I thought that's what.
Even if that was the plan, they probably wouldn't be able to bring the whole island.
There's a prejudice even down there. Among the people who run those hotels are not natives. They don't think about the natives other than as staff. There's a caste system that exists on the islands in the Caribbean, as there are other places in the world. So there isn't the same attention to everybody being equal. And I think that you would find as part of the problem, frankly. There just isn't. That approach is not. It's the same if you're on a cruise ship.
I think it's more about liability for resorts to bring in people. And if they get hurt, then are they on the line for it?
But think about that in terms of humanity.
Horrible.
You think
I know.
More about money than you do about human lives.
Well, business practice, unfortunately, people do think about that. Yeah. What I don't get, though, about island dwellings is that if you do live on an island, and this is not a surprise that hurricanes are going to come through and that they can devastate you, why in the heck do they have those wooden homes? Because if you look at the pictures, the entire roofs, like you can see into people's homes right now because their roofs were ripped off, sides of the wall, and it all looks like it's kind of that, you know, island style wood. In South Carolina, all the new houses now are built with like a concrete style roof that's domed so that it can't blow off or you get water damage.
It's back to the realities of what people are thinking about. Remember when this past week, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit talked about how to secure your roof. Most houses are not built for the lift up. They're built for being held down. So he talked about these various, they're like a joist support that you can nail on to the wood in your attic and hold the roof on. Simple stuff like that. Most roofs will come flip right off because they're held on by weight, not by being nailed to the frame, when you realize that. And most building code doesn't require that roofs be nailed down, they're protected from going, I mean, they're not protected from going up, they're protected, or their consideration is to hold them down. It's a whole bunch of stuff that we live and learn, I guess, from that department. Speaking of business, here's a couple of interesting realities. The opioid crisis and guns, kind of a mixture here. I saw that Walgreens and CVS and Kroger all are telling their customers to leave their guns at the door or outside or in your car or someplace else. Don't carry openly carry firearms inside a Kroger store, inside Walgreens, inside CVS. Wegmans has announced the new policy as well as Walmart. So there's five altogether, ladies. Walgreens, CVS, Wegmans, Walmart, and Kroger. And there's sort of a collective. CVS said, we quote, support the efforts of individuals and groups working to prevent gun violence and continually review our policies and procedures to ensure our stores remain a safe environment. So what does one say, the people who have the philosophy of keeping a gun, because if somebody comes into a Walmart or into any of these stores, Walgreens, CVS, Wegmans, and starts to shoot the place up, if I can hear the supporters of gun carry say, well, if we leave our guns outside, somebody comes into the store, you know.
I don't really care what they say. If I have a concealed carry permit, mm-hmm. I just need to do a good job of concealing my gun when I go into Walmart.
Do you carry a gun into a store? Do you ever go into a store?
I can't because I live in Los Angeles, and there's no such thing as concealed carry permits. They shut them down a long time ago. Okay. So, but if I had one, are you kidding? Absolutely. You just keep it hidden, and you walk in. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to get kicked out of a CVS?
Well, even then, because it's not preventing.
It's open carry.
Some of them are saying leave it outside, and then other ones are just saying don't openly carry. And I don't think that necessarily prevents gun violence. I think part of that is maybe people are
The fact that they're carrying inside? What do you mean when you don't think it prevents gun violence? Which part
carrying,
of this?
Well, I mean, people who are doing concealed carry, I don't think are the ones who are necessarily carrying out the gun violence, but I think there's such hysteria when it comes to seeing a gun or hearing anything that sounds like a gunshot that maybe they just don't want to have to deal with that. And so if people aren't openly carrying a gun or, you know, just walking around with a rifle on their back, then...
Let's say you walk into a Walmart, Kara, and you go to the place where you can buy guns. Every Walmart has a gun section. You go buy guns. Does that freak you out? You're just walking by the gun, the rack that has the guns on it?
I don't know if it would freak me out in terms of being in danger.
Freak me out?
I don't necessarily like seeing it because I don't really understand
I've never been to a Walmart.
Guns,
do all of them sell guns?
Yeah, I've never seen guns.
We gotta get you to a Walmart.
I don't know that I'm missing much.
No, it's great.
I've been in Walmart plenty of times, and I've never seen that before.
Because in New Jersey, the reason I asked
is with the rest of us.
New Jersey, I love Target. New Jersey has some of the strictest gun laws, and I don't know if you can just walk into a Walmart and buy a gun in New Jersey. I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
Buy a gun if you have a permit.
Well, that's you can't buy a gun at a Walmart in California. It's really up to the state laws where they're being sold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm from Maryland, and I've been in a Walmart plenty of times throughout my life, I've never seen just a wall full of guns where you can buy one.
Well, it's a pretty interesting. For them all to come out the same week and say that pretty strong message culturally, I think, for the customers who are comfortable or not comfortable. It's thoughtful.
Customers are being very vocal. I think 2019 is the year of the consumer because consumers are flexing power so much more than ever before. And I think this is another example.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is, we are in very interesting times. No question about that. We're all learning a lot from each other, learning a lot about what is good, what maybe isn't so good. We're very sensitive to some things, but this is it's the information age, and you're on top of it with the TJV show, 21 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Watch you sleeping in the backseat. I wonder if you'll know how hard I've tried. You deserve nothing less than happiness, but so do I.
A great line that is.
20 years from now.
Name of a song from Kylie Rae Harris, who is a rising country star from Texas, was killed in a car accident in New Mexico at the age of 30.
She's a pretty voice. What a great voice. I've never heard
she's
her.
Much more mature than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
This story is quite a story. A statement from the record label read, quote, "We are heartbroken to confirm that Kylie Rae Harris passed away in a car accident. We have no further details to share or ask for privacy for her family." She released a self-titled EP in March. Had been in New Mexico to perform. Everyone who knew her knew how much she loved her family and beyond that, how much she loved music, the statement continued. Best tribute to her unmatched enthusiasm of both is to spread as much love as you can today and listen to music that fully inspires you. She had a six-year-old daughter named Corby, for whom she wrote a song, which is featured on this EP called 20 Years From Now. Let's listen to a little more of it.
God, I hope I'm still around.
Oh, man, that's a brutal line.
She told Billboard that she wrote the song after her father's death. Hoped it would be a lasting message for her own child. Good God.
Yeah, I think pretty much everyone has. When I was going to watch the videos, and everyone was like, "God, why am I just finding out about this person now? She sounds amazing." And it's just, I don't know, there's something really tragic about finding out about someone's music you really love after they die.
Yeah.
She told Billboard, as the article continued, quote, "It scared me thinking that it was totally possible I could be gone before my daughter reaches the point of being 20. I want to meet my children's children."
Oh, my
gosh.
Getting
the age your parents were when you were a child brings a whole lot of perspective. There was a 16-year-old in the crash as well. Third driver escaped injury, and police suspect alcohol played a role in the crash. Wouldn't say who may have been drinking. So
I don't think they implied that Kylie was drinking. I think someone hit her, maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
Ugh.
Another wasted life at the hands of alcohol. Next up, musically, kind of sassy new song from Miranda Lambert. Released another song off her upcoming album. New single is called Pretty Bitchin'. There you go. New album is called Wildcard, due out in November. New single follows previous songs that came out. Locomotive is one of them. Mess With My Head's another. Bluebird, Way Too Pretty for Prison with Maren Morris. And the lead single, It All Comes Out of the Wash. Miranda says, Pretty Bitchin' is so much fun. Everything in it explains me. Talks about Airstreams. Tito's having a band and awesome fans. It's a good thank you to life for being amazing and for getting to live the dream. In support of this album, she's going to hit the road this fall as part of a roadside bar and pink guitar tour. Tour features an all-female lineup. Maren Morris, L. King, Ashley McBride, Tennille Towns, Kaylee Hammock, and the Pistol Annies. So, interesting counter to what we started with here. In terms of
it's like
music.
Country's version of the Lilith Fair, it sounds like.
Say again, the Lilith Fair?
Yeah.
All female.
Yeah. That thing we've all talked many times about, how the people that kind of run country music seem to diss.
Yeah, well, it's nice that all the women feel the same way and are supporting each other. If no one else is going to take them out on tour, then they'll take themselves.
Take themselves out on tour. There you go. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's journey continues, but it's weakening now as it brings heavy rain and high winds to eastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. And while some minor damage is being seen in North Carolina, Carolina Beach Mayor Joe Benson says
it wasn't quite what we thought it would be, what we expected. And therefore, the damage should usually follow suit.
And Benson told MSNBC he expects people to be packing North Carolina's beaches again by this weekend. However, a storm surge warning is in effect up to the Virginia coast, and tropical storm warnings and watches are in effect all the way up to Massachusetts. After 3 years in the post, Middle East envoy Jason Greenblatt is leaving the Trump administration, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mark yourself as ready to make it through Friday, September the 6th. Here we are to help you in that stead on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here as a compatriot, along with Victoria Keelan. Glad to have her company, companionship, and intelligence, along with Kara Schillen also, who's at the controls. So there are a number of things that affect our lives every day. Some of them we pay attention to, some of them we don't. As we were just yakking it up a little bit before coming back during rehearsal, we were talking about Jack Stockwell, who's one of the medical components of this program. You can hear him on the program with regularity. He's a Nuka chiropractor, practices at a clinic in Salt Lake City, and he'd be all over this story with you, Victoria. So where are the germs? Let's go to the, it's like Warner Wolf used to say in New York City, let's go to the videotape. Victoria, let's go to the germs.
Yeah, well, this is all about bacteria and good bacteria, and which is why I said that Jack would love this story. So apparently a new study suggests that and when you exercise, we all know that exercise has a plethora of benefits. It lowers your blood pressure, especially. It helps your body produce more nitric oxide, and which actually opens up and dilates your blood vessels. And so all of that healthy stuff that happens when you exercise, apparently it's all negated if you use mouthwash right after going to the gym. So weird. So weird. Because it all has to do with the bacteria in your saliva. And, of course, mouthwash kills the bacteria in your saliva.
Yeah.
And so right. they said, now according to this new study, which actually came out of the UK, it turns out that if you use mouthwash right after you work out, which so many people do, especially men, I've noticed like so many guys will go to the gym, they shower in the gym, brush their teeth, use mouthwash, and then head out to either to go home or back to the office or whatever. So this is probably more for men than women even. But if you use that in your post-exercise cool down, that it actually kills all of the good bacteria that you've built up while you were exercising, and then and then you're just really losing the benefits of lowering your blood pressure, which for a lot of people, especially in, you know, if you're stressed out during your day or whatever, working out is a huge source of comfort in the sense that, you know, you leave the gym feeling healthier and calmer.
Stress relief. Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. And so to unfortunately use mouthwash and to kind of negate all that, it's crazy to even think that there's a connection here. But apparently, and like most things, this team of researchers, they hadn't even set out to study the exact effects of mouthwash and blood pressure, and it kind of just accidentally happened while they were doing this. They had all these people
happens.
On volunteers on treadmills. Yeah.
Consequences. Yeah. All right. So let's go one step further. Here's another study that included thousands of vegans or vegetarians. Has been conducted over the past 18 years, and the study finds that people with non-meat diets, hello, here I am, may have a higher risk of stroke, but a lower risk of heart disease. And one,
oh, if good our, news, our, bad news.
Right, yeah, this is a good one for our cardiologist. The other doctor who's around all the time is Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist practicing down in Florida. This study, which was released in the British Medical Journal this week, tracked the diets of 48,000 healthy people, a third of whom were not eaters of meat. And the information about people's diets gathered when they first joined the study, and then again in 2010, taking into account sociodemographic and lifestyle factors, medical history, that sort of thing. Study found that over 1,000 cases of stroke, 300 of which were hemorrhagic, meaning that weakened blood vessels burst and bleed in your brain. These are life-threatening. Tammy Tong, who's a nutritionist at Oxford University, that's where the study was taken, and the vegans and vegetarians, she said that vegans and vegetarians saw a more drastic reduction in heart disease than in increase of stroke. In terms of numbers, she said the higher risk of stroke in vegetarians is small compared to the lower risk of coronary heart disease. So that means that in every, let's say, 1,000 non-meat eaters compared to their meat-eating equivalents, there are 10 less cases of heart disease and 3 more cases of stroke. So what do you prefer?
heart disease or stroke? I would say as a non-meat eater myself, I don't eat anything on four legs, but I would actually say that a vegetarian diet that includes, or a pescatarian diet, which is what I am, that includes eggs and fish, that's probably the healthiest thing because the study pointed out that the people who had the increased risk of the stroke had very low B12 levels, and that's common apparently
in
vegans.
Some of
they don't
good
get enough.
Fats.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you don't get enough B12 from eggs and milk and fish,
you
then
know,
and
this
you're
all started,
really kind of
this,
in a
this
problem.
This went back to the craze when we were not eating. I mean, Jennifer just kind of hit the nail on the head. We got away from all of that stuff.
Everything was low fat. And when it was low fat, everything was high sugar. Remember,
right.
They replaced the fat with sugar.
It's the worst.
Jack will tell you, and so will Ken, that we need certain fats. Some fats are bad, some fats are good. It's more sophisticated than just all fats are bad. Didn't the Atkins diet, which one was it? There was one of the diets.
Atkins is all
eliminate.
Fat.
Yeah. Okay,
and
so
keto,
one,
too. Keto's the big craze right now, and that's a lot of fat.
Keto is the big, I'm kind of doing a modified keto now, but the keto that I'm following is really, it's only healthy fats. So I'm not eating any fried food, I'm not eating any saturated fat. It's like avocados and coconut oil and the good fat. But because it's easy to do, like, dirty keto, they call it. Like, you know,
dirty
I'm sure Keto Guido is doing
stopped,
dirty
I'll admit,
keto.
I stopped last night, I was in Western Massachusetts last night, and Daisy and I were hungry. It was about 7 o'clock when we were driving by.
Fried fish?
Yeah, no, I didn't have fried fish. I had a lobster, sandwich and onion rings. And
oh my gosh!
We both
That's unusual for you. You gave Daisy onion rings?
I did.
Good luck. God. You don't sleep with her, though, right?
No, I don't sleep with her, no.
Yeah.
But she was in the truck with me, and that was just...
Oh, I'm sure. It's probably a lot of fun. I have to tell you, I actually, since we're doing the food report, for the very first time went to Pieology. Do you guys have Pieology?
No.
Or like...
What's that?
No.
Blaze Pizza.
Pies?
Or one of those. No, Pieology is a place where you make your own pizza, basically. And
oh.
There's other ones like Blaze
where is
or whatever.
Where is it?
It's a chain. And so there's one that's on my way home. And I was with my mom and we worked. And I was like, you know, it's 1,000 degrees. What are we going to do?
Are there a lot of them in L.A.? I don't know the place I'd like to go.
There's a ton. But what you do is you go in and you pick your crust. And I did we actually shared. She got the cauliflower. I got the gluten-free because they were the least caloric.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really good and
really?
Like 360 calories for the crust, and then I just topped it with a lot of veggies and chicken, and
so
it would
be fun with a child. I take Miles by and
oh he would
make
love it yeah
because
you make your
fun?
Own yeah
oh,
it was
okay.
really good
right.
though I was impressed.
Biology.
I've heard that the Blaze pizza has
it's
really
very,
good cauliflower
same thing.
Crust right
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
today is National Food Bank Day, created a couple of years ago to commemorate 50 years since the founding of St. Mary's Food Bank Alliance, the first food bank in the world, and also set to recognize the outstanding contributions of food banks all around the country. St. Mary's, founded by John Van Hengel back in 1967, its mission is to alleviate hunger through the gathering and distribution of food while encouraging self-sufficiency, collaboration, advocacy, and education. Not quite sure what that all means, but what this would mean to me is that we'd go knock on the back door of a restaurant and say, screw the law, give me some food that you're going to throw away. Anyway, these people distribute 250,000 meals a day. Food banks around the country help as many as 42 million people who are hungry. Most of them, or many of them, are children. You know, 14 million children go to bed hungry every night in this country.
And it is so ridiculous. We're all about recycling.
These damn laws and throwing the... Oh, my God.
I mean, how much food waste do we have every single day?
So much.
And we're worried about...
Can't give it to these people? What?
We're worried about recycling plastic water bottles and California straws. And look, I'm not saying that that's not important, but why not recycle the food if people are willing to eat it and take it?
A lot of food banks offer educational opportunities to help people restart their lives. Many of those who regain their footing return to volunteer at the food banks. That's kind of cool. In our country, most food banks act as distribution centers to smaller local food pantries and soup kitchens and homeless shelters, that sort of stuff. And most of the food comes from for-profit businesses that have excess food, but food also comes from people who individually are volunteering and bringing it. So hats off to them. Something that we really need to get our head on straight. We got our heads right up our butts. I think these people that are in charge or come up with these laws, you can't. I've been through this.
It's just all liability.
All about
lawsuits. That's all it is, and it's just disgusting.
All right. Speaking of that, in sports news, Michigan State paying $4.5 million for its total and complete failure to protect its students from Larry Nassar, the sports doctor there. And the dean, William Strample, Department of Education, announcing the fine yesterday, the largest fine ever given out under the Federal Clery Act, which is a statute that requires colleges and universities to disclose crime and security stats. Secretary of Education said the crimes committed by Nassar and Strample, as well as the university's response, are disgusting and unimaginable. This must not happen again, either there or anyplace else. You remember Larry Nassar was convicted of multiple charges of sexual abuse. How much did he get? Life in prison, didn't he? Yeah.
Multiple lives. Yep.
Yeah. And Strample was sentenced to a year in jail for his conduct. Education Department has ordered MSU to hire an independent Clery compliance officer and create a Clery compliance committee. Who even knew that existed, that Clery stuff? Now, the fine is on top of the $500 million that has been paid out to 300 survivors. So this was paid by the state of Michigan, right? These people had no consequences. The state of Michigan taxpayer paid this stuff to all of these people.
I think there was a huge endowment chunk that was taken
to
pay at least part of that. Yeah.
How much endowment
sure.
does MSU have? They don't have $500 million.
I don't know.
I don't think they have $500 million. So. Average smaller college has about $100 million in this sort of dough laying around. Well, anyway, they kind of got what they deserved. All right, so that takes care of that. Where are we? I guess it's TV time, is it not? We're taking care of, there was one other sports thing that I saw this week about a guy named Lonzo Ball. Does anybody know? And who won last night, too, by the way? Who won the first football game?
Lonzo Ball, he's got the father who's very outspoken. There's a couple of brothers, and one of them got, when they took the trip over to China last year or the year before, the kids were busted for shoplifting.
Oh!
The whole family's,
right. Yeah. Yep, okay. All right.
And it was 10-3. The Packers beat the Bears.
The Bears.
Thank you for that. All right, so we're taking care of sports, right? Now we can get to the TV report. New stuff coming out? Anything good that's on tonight, Chen?
Here's my best advice. If you've got some stuff hanging around on your DVR, get rid of it this weekend because the new TV season is coming. So you want to make some space. There's not a lot of new stuff on, unless you're a football fan, because Sunday the big story will be the first Sunday in the National Football League season. You'll be able to check that out all day. Also on Sunday, on PBS, which I don't normally talk about, but they've got country music live at the Ryman. It should be kind of cool. It's brand new. It's got Dierks Bentley, Roseanne Cash, Vince Gill, Kathy Mattea, Marty Stewart. They'll all be there on PBS. That's at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. So that would be a good pick if you want that as a alternative to football. Tonight, boy, slim pickings. I'd say go to CMT and watch Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, a reality show. Racing Wives, that all starts at 9. A new episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, that's on the Food Network tonight at 9 o'clock. What else do I like for you? Oh, Ancient Aliens, Declassified. That sounds like fun. That's on the History Channel. Two episodes of that at 8 and 9, and then a new episode of The Unexplained. That's Shatner's show. That's at 10 o'clock. Yeah. And Dateline, Secrets Uncovered, also new tonight on Oxygen. Also, one of my favorites, Love After Lockup. That's right, a reality show about jail dating. That's on WE TV at 9 o'clock.
Love, what a great title. Love After Lockup.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of that, Felicity Huffman.
Check out that DVR tonight.
So who's going to jail with Felicity Huffman? Is her husband going to jail with her?
I don't think Felicity's going, is it?
You don't think she's going?
Well, I don't know. It depends if they're going to make an example of her. The prosecution recommended 4 months, and so she may serve 2, maybe a month. I don't know. Lori Loughlin's in a different position, though. They're trying to fight it.
They are.
Yep, and they could both face a lot of years. That's the rumor, that their marriage is kind of on the rocks. I would assume that something this stressful wouldn't be good for a marriage.
No. Especially if you're blaming everybody. You told me to do this. No, you told me to do that. I mean, there's a lot of that about how to handle this.
You can blame your physical attributes on your parents, perhaps. So maybe you blame the problems of aches and pains on your activity quotient if you played a lot of basketball or football or things in college. Maybe you did a lot of golf. Whatever it is that has brought about the aches and pains you have, maybe it's your job. Let's forget about how you got them. Let's get rid of them with Joint Formula 14. Joint Formula 14 from Cerasil. Well, according to them and according to me, because I take this 14 days and you feel the improvement in your hips, your knees, wherever you have aches. If you haven't tried this, you ought to call 877-743-7720. Or better yet, just go online to achefree.live. It's a fun place to visit, achefree.live. I know it doesn't sound fun, but you learn a lot about your body. Achefree.live, special 50% offer. If you use the DJV code, get achefree. Use Joint Formula 14 from Sierra. So for you and your dog, achefree.live, code DJV, saves you 50%. It's 10 before the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Past the hour now, it's time for Tech Talk, a review, actually, of the top five stories from the world of technology as they impact you, courtesy of the work done, the research from Victoria Keelan, who's all over this stuff all the time. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the announcer. You're a big, the big voiced announcer that goes to number five.
Google is in the news this week, and of course Google owns YouTube, so it's really more of a YouTube story. But the reason they're in the news, not for great reason. They have to pay $170 million to settle accusations that YouTube violated laws protecting children's privacy. The Federal Trade Commission and New York's Attorney General have said that YouTube broke the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by collecting personal information about minors without their parents' permission. Then they use that information to target advertisements at the children. And so the act says that websites can't collect data on children under the age of 13 unless a parent consents to it, and YouTube apparently did not do any of that. $170 million is actually the largest civil penalty ever imposed under the child privacy law. And $136 million of this goes to the Federal Trade Commission, $34 million goes to the state of New York, none of it goes to the kids whose identity was targeted. Yeah, it's one of those...
Or money grab from politicians and bureaucrats.
Yep, and yes, YouTube was totally in the wrong, and maybe there will be a class action lawsuit, I'm not sure. But again, parents may not even know if their child was watching a YouTube video and was targeted like this. So it's not an easy thing to figure out, but it's not an easy thing to prove, because, you know, we all know if you search for something and then the next time you're online, the thing you just searched for is everywhere because of cookies. So it's, you know, it's kind of difficult to prove, but yeah, again, none of the money goes to any of the victims.
All right, number four is a focus on Facebook this time.
Facebook is saying goodbye to its tag suggestions feature, and they're introducing a broader feature called face recognition to all of their users. So now, with this update, users will receive a notification asking if they want to turn face recognition on or leave it off. It will be defaulted to off. So if you choose to turn it on, Facebook will then use face recognition and their template to find photos and videos of users, even if they're not tagged. This is where people get very nervous about Facebook having essentially the map of your face. And so a lot of people have been saying that a lot of Facebook users are saying they want to keep using Facebook, but they don't want them to have the digital map of their face. And so now Facebook has said, okay, fine, you can turn it off. And again, this is just all comes down to a total lack of trust with Facebook users.
Number three is an Apple announcement.
Apple acknowledged a flaw in certain Apple Watch models that could actually lead to the screen cracking, and they have now launched a replacement program for anyone who's affected by this. Apple or authorized service providers will replace the screen on the eligible models free of charge, very similar to if your iPhone is under warranty and the screen cracks, you can also get that replaced. Now, for Apple Watch, this is for Series 2 and Series 3. The dangerous thing is, those are the waterproof ones. So if you even suspect that your watch might be cracking a little bit, you better get it in and get it replaced before you get waterlogged, and then that does not get covered under this free replacement. So you may, if you have time, it might even be worth just taking your Apple Watch to the store and seeing, or an authorized repair center, and just see if they might want to just pop a new screen on just to be extra safe.
Extra safe. Number two, good job here, Victoria, by the way. This is a new study on e-scooter safety. Hey, the bottom line is they aren't.
Exactly. Right. Alcohol has become a major factor in rising electric scooter-related injuries. Now, a new study published this week found that out of 103 patients that they tracked that were treated at three different trauma centers for e-scooter-related injuries, 79% tested positive for alcohol, and 48% of that group was found to have a blood alcohol level of more than 0.08, which is the legal limit for drivers in most states. So, and it wasn't just alcohol that was impairing scooter users here. They also found that 52% of them were tested positive for drugs. So now some states are going to try to make anyone under 17 wear a helmet, but the average age of the people in this study were males who were 37 years old. So watch out if you see a 30-something-year-old dude on a scooter. He's either drunk or high.
Perfect. Number one, Netflix is flawed.
Yeah, well, Netflix has a security flaw, and this is just a basic reminder. Don't use the same password for all of your online accounts, and make sure that when you log out of your Netflix account, if you're using it on a public TV, make sure you log out completely, because people can hack in and change your email account, and you'll lose your account.
There you go. Top five items in the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.